This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Oppressive, dangerous, record-breaking. The National Weather Service is using all those words to describe the heat wave that's baking much of the South from the east to the west. The AP's Jennifer King.
The National Weather Service says a record-breaking heat wave will continue across the Southwest through the weekend, with triple-digit temperatures and high humidity also extending to the South and Gulf Coast with little nighttime relief. Heat is the leading weather-related cause of death in the U.S., and forecasters are warning outdoor conditions could pose a health risk. The forecast today, Phoenix with a high of 117 degrees Fahrenheit, Las Vegas 114, Houston 98 degrees, Tallahassee has a high near 99 with heat index values as high as 112. Unsettled weather with possible hail is forecast for a column from Oklahoma to Georgia. Meanwhile, weather systems are pushing low pressure over the northeast, where thunderstorms and heavy rain may develop in areas where the ground is already saturated from earlier storms. I'm Jennifer King.
A woman and her three children have been found dead in a home in Verdigris, Oklahoma, a Tulsa suburb. Authorities say it may be a murder-suicide. The police chief said officers went to the home several times in the past on mental health and domestic calls. That's according to local media. Air travel's been plagued by delays and cancellations. Now,
the House has overwhelmingly passed a bill that would give the Federal Aviation Administration more money to hire air traffic controllers. It also aims to address pilot shortages by raising the mandatory retirement age. The measure seeks to improve air travel and reauthorize FAA programs for the next 5 years. The bill received wide bipartisan support in the midst of the summer's wave of cancellations and delays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russian President Putin is repeating his claim that Ukraine's counteroffensive is failing. This is AP News. To Alabama now.
A court order deadline is approaching in Alabama to draw a new district to give a voice to black voters. The Republican-controlled state, House, and Senate have been working on two separate plans to increase the share of black voters in Alabama's 2nd congressional district. Both plans preserve the current black majority of the 7th district, but neither plan comes close to creating a second black majority district in a state that is 27% black. A three-judge panel ruled in 2022 that the current legislative map likely violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. The Supreme Court upheld that decision in June. Alabama's House and Senate will meet today, and legislative leaders say they intend to meet the deadline. I'm Donna Water.
Gas is $3.58 a gallon as you start your weekend, up 2 cents in a week, but the same as a month ago. A year ago, gas was $4.44 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.